On behalf of the First Reformed Presbyterian Church and the family, I would like to welcome all of you today to this service to celebrate Christ's work in the life of our loved one, Diana Woods. And this morning, as we have opportunity, we're going to be exploring some passages within God's Word that are given to us for our comfort, our encouragement, and to sustain us in the days, weeks, and months that are to come. And so as we begin this time worshiping together, let's look to God in prayer. And if you're able, let's stand for prayer. And then following that, we'll be singing together from Psalm 23, Selection B in the psalm books, the blue psalm books in the back of your pews. You can look up 23, Selection B. Let's look to the Lord together. Almighty God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have afforded your people to gather together, for family members to enjoy a time of fellowship, for each one of us that have been touched by the life of Diana to reflect upon the wonderful way you were used and used her to glorify your name, and the wonderful way that you shaped and molded her for such wonderful purposes. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would minister to us this morning, comforting us where we hurt, that your word would be applied in such a way that it would operate as a salve to heal those wounds. But Lord, as we reflect upon the one in whom Diana placed her trust, may her love of Christ be something that also fills our hearts and minds, and that we would look forward with great anticipation to your promises being realized in our lives and the lives of all of our loved ones. Guide and direct us by your Spirit this day. Receive the praise of our lips, for we pray these things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 23b gives us a picture of Christ as our shepherd. And Christ certainly was Diana's shepherd throughout her life, guiding and directing, comforting her, and tending to her wounds. And so let's sing praise to God from this well-known psalm, Psalm 23, Selection B.
Thank you.
may be seated. I have two scripture readings for us at the beginning of this service. The first is found in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'll be reading the first 11 verses. Hear now the word of the Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. And this certainly was the hope of Diana, a hope in that promise that Christ has given, that she would experience life everlasting because of her Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Revelation 21, verses 1 to 4, sets a glorious picture before us of our heavenly abode, that new heaven and new earth that will be our inheritance in Christ and where we will dwell with him forever. Beginning in verse 1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. At this time, Diana's husband, Aaron, would come forward and share a few reflections.
Good morning. I can't thank you enough for coming out. I really wasn't prepared to say anything today, but I guess I'm never short for words, so I'll do my best. First and foremost, I've said this before. The thing that that Dina would want to know people to know about her is that she was a believer in Christ first and foremost. That was the foremost thing in her life. She accepted the fact that she was a flawed person, and that the Lord sent a man down to walk on this earth, sacrifice himself, to die on a cross, and rise. And she conveyed that to me. It's a choice that I made with her to follow the Lord, and that is what I would know that she would want people to know first and foremost, that God has a plan for each and every one of us. I don't know everybody in here, but somebody in here is probably wrestling with that. Spent 26 years, actually 27, with Dina. Spent more time with her than anybody else. Knew her better than my mom. Just a great person. Fantastic sense of humor. I think her laugh was my favorite thing about her was how heartily she laughed. And she loved with everything in her. She loved. She was a fierce woman in everything she did. Whether how she loved or how she her loyalty to others, the way that she raised our kids. And I say the way that she raised them because I was gone a lot during the early parts of our marriage on deployments and things like that. And, you know, Dina bore the lion's share of raising our kids, and she did a darn good job too. Her urn is kind of simplistic, and that's what she wanted. But in its simplicity, it's beautiful. On it, I had a bear paw put on there because that's how I define her. She was a true mama bear, and she, whether it was our kids or whether it was family or friends, she gave herself and every inch of it. And I said this the other day, but you know, her mantra was, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly. She was just the best friend. Part of the scriptures that were just read is that the mourning that we feel, that's the human side of us, that's the selfish side of us, and it does hurt, and it's supposed to, but you need to be happy for her too. The last year and a half, she experienced some serious trials. And if you ever want to see how faith is measured and it's refined in the fire of trial. That's where the rubber meets the road in our faith. She never once did she pray for herself. She was always praying for others, always thinking about others, how everybody else is going to deal. And she wept, knowing that we'd sit here and have tears in our eyes and hurt. And she probably made me promise this 1,000 times if I promised it once, and it was that, we push on and we continue to live and not be so self-absorbed that we allow this loss to hinder us. I would encourage folks to, look at how she lived and accept each one of our own flaws. Love each other. Be courteous to one another. And live life. Rejoice in the fact that she is no longer in pain, no longer suffers. That's a hard one to get past, because I'm going to miss her terribly, terribly. And I really don't know what I'm supposed to do next. But I'm going to hold to my promise to her, and I'm going to move on. I'll think of her often, and I hope that everybody does the same. And there's so many things that I could say about her, things that occurred in her last moment that if people are interested after, I don't think it's necessarily something I want to share from this moment here. But if there's questions that you have, or if you're struggling with anything, talk to me. The one thing I will say is my daughter Shannon, she can't be here today. Not because she didn't want to be, but I just don't think emotionally it was my kids need to start pressing on, and we've been through a service already. So I made the choice that probably the better thing was for her to stay with her husband, who they've only been married for 2 months. But it's different when a Christian passes. I'm going to tell you, my job that I've had, I've been around a lot of loss in people's lives. Dina, she had a very, what I would say, peaceful passing, considering everything that she'd been through. Shannon and I were by her side when she passed. And I look at the picture with her smiling up front. After she'd passed, we cleared our eyes, and I looked down, and she was smiling. And that in and of itself, I think, is miraculous. But there's some other things, too. I'd be more than happy to talk to folks afterwards. Bless y'all. Thanks for coming out. And, live.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Another passage that was meaningful to Dina was Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2, especially verse 10. I'll be reading verses 1 to 10. As Aaron described this journey, he spoke of the refinement that God works out in our lives, even through great challenges. We are truly in the hands of a great workman. And Ephesians chapter 2 describes that great work of Christ. Hear now this portion of God's word. And you were dead in the trespasses and sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. As we look at this passage before us this morning, as Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit, begins this section of Scripture, we see that he paints kind of a dark picture of each and every one of us as we began our life. We are described here as just that common clay, a lump of common clay. It isn't much to look at initially, except for a great artisan. Probably most of us would see that lump of clay and just think of it as a lump of dirt with no significant purpose. And he describes this time, this period in our life when we were dead in our transgressions, when we were warring against the things of God, where we were pursuing our own purposes rather than desiring after the purposes and will of God. And in that state, we are described as sons of disobedience. And had we merely continued in that situation, we were rightfully deserving of condemnation. And if we stopped at the end of verse 3, that would be a pretty dark picture that would be before us. But there is a glorious transition in chapter 4, or in verse 4. That God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. As Aaron attested, as Kay has attested many times to us here at First, as she would send to us updates throughout Dina's battle. Dina loved Christ because Christ had reached out and drawn her to himself. He had taken that lump of clay and he had desired and set to work to fashion something glorious in that life. We see from these verses that in this demonstration of God's mercy as he reaches out and lays hold of those who once had been dead in their trespasses, drawing them to himself, he begins to fashion them. And for each and every one of us, that course, that work of fashioning us as God so desires to fashion us is different. For some, it may be likened to a race that is long. For others, it may be far too short and seem more like a sprint. But our God demonstrates his great workmanship as he continues in that work that he had begun. He doesn't lose interest. He doesn't walk away from a work that is half finished. But our God is faithful and sees each work that he undertakes through to its completion, which ultimately will be the glorification of that one whom he has purchased through Christ. As we think of Diana's battle against this cancer, she probably didn't think of the wonderful way that God would use her struggles, that season of difficulty, for the encouragement of his people. And yet I know from the opportunity here at First RP to regularly uphold her in that struggle, that we were greatly encouraged as we would receive reports of how she had trained her eyes upon Jesus Christ throughout that battle. How her comfort was not in the medications, her comfort was in the promises of Jesus Christ. And that it was Christ, by his powerful hand, that she was able to continue to keep her spirit throughout this life, yearning after that life that was to come. In the Westminster Confession of Faith, I believe it's question 86 of the larger catechism, it talks about what occurs to believers when they die. And it describes in a very peaceful way that their bodies rest as if asleep in the grave, but their spirits go immediately into the presence of that first love, Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful picture of that comfort that each one of us who are feeling that loss today of a friend, a family member, a wife, a mother, we can be comforted to know that today Dina is before her Lord. And a day is coming when Christ will return. And he will usher all of his precious sons and daughters into the presence of God, where their bodies will be reunited with their spirits, where they will be glorified, as was described in Revelation 21, where there will be no more tears, no more pain. There will be peace forevermore and joy in the presence of that wonderful workman who so beautifully used Dina to demonstrate his power, his grace, his faithfulness. And for each of you that are hurting today, that same Lord who sustained your loved one, your friend, will tend to you day by day, week by week, month by month, throughout this life, until once again you may be reunited before your Savior, Jesus Christ, forevermore. Let's look to Him once again in prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for the opportunity this day to reflect upon the life of Dina. Lord, not for the particular strengths that she had or gifts, but rather, Lord, as we were blessed to see the evidence of your handiwork within her life. For Lord, you blessed us with an opportunity to see demonstrated the work of the Master, taking her from a lump of clay and fashioning her as you were pleased to work within her life and as your Holy Spirit was pleased day by day to work within her life, to fashion her into a glorious example of the gospel power. Lord, I pray that this day and in the days to come, your hand of comfort would be upon each of these family members and friends gathered in this place, tending to their sense of loss, helping them, Lord, to see and better comprehend and appreciate those promises that were to Dina her foundation, her rock, and her hope. And Lord, if there are any that are gathered here this day who have not yet called upon the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that by the same mighty hand that fashioned Dina's life, you would be pleased to draw these individuals to yourself, that they may know hope, that they may know your peace, and that they may look forward as Dina looked forward to that life that is to come, found only in Jesus Christ. Lord, tend these wounds. Bring to the minds of all who are gathered here the memories of your work in her life, that we may celebrate those things to the glory of your name, that we may go forth from this place prepared to speak of the one that is our life, the one in whose hands we are held and fashioned, preserved, and delivered. We pray these things in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, for those who are able, let's stand once again to continue in praise to God, this time singing from Psalm 91, Selection A. Psalm 91, Selection A, a psalm that speaks of our finding shelter in the Most High. Let's stand to sing praise, the four stanzas of Psalm 91, A.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Following our closing prayer, we'll be singing as a doxology Psalm 73, Selection C. Psalm 73, Selection C. Following the singing of Psalm 73C, you're certainly welcome to visit with the family. There are fans up front, so it's a little cooler up front, though it's starting to get warm. When the family is ready to move down to the basement on the opposite side of the church, there'll be lunch prepared for the family following. That's air-conditioned. So if you have some conversations that need to be extended, feel free to use that area instead. We'll let the siren end here. As the service draws to a close, let's look again to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, you truly are the refuge of your people, a foundation and our strength, a shield against every trouble. And Lord, we pray that each one going forth from this place this day would know the comfort of Christ. Each one who is sad, Lord, would be attended to by your hand this day, comforting them. Lord, we pray that you would strengthen all those who are present. And we think of those who are unable to be here this day, Lord, that they too would be keenly aware of your Spirit's presence, your hand being upon them this day, comforting them as well. Lord, help us to fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter, that great workman of our faith and life. Use us for your purposes. And may we go forth ready to proclaim your goodness to those around us for their comfort and good, for their growth and development, for their peace. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we may remain seated to sing Psalm 73C, following which you may mingle. So, Psalm 73C.